from GnomeCon 4, Savannah, Georgia. You're listening to Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live, here at GnomeCon 4, Savannah, Georgia. I'm Chris Brown, and right now, I'm doing the last opening that I'll do for the weekend here. It is day 3, Sunday, March 8th, and so far everything's gone fairly well at this con, and Brian Cape has level 7 invasion set up for a demo, pretty much Risk in all intents and purposes, except for everybody's kind of working together to fight an alien race, and fairly fun game. I've only played a couple times, but no, don't get a chance to do much gaming. Right now, I'm actually in charge of watching the booth for a minute, though I don't think anybody's really going to be coming up for demos this early in the morning. But
hey, Jason,
we'll hope to see something come out of it. And for now, we are, how should we say it, just biding our time, because the Final Four for the GnomeCon Open starts in about 12 minutes, well, at least from what I'm speaking, and hopefully we'll see the results of that here in the next, like, 4 hours before we ended up closing shop, and I'll be able to get to giving the results by then. Also, for the final day, I'm hoping to get some interviews with some people who might still be around for Sunday festivities, you know, last-minute purchases, whatnot. Hopefully, somebody from the vendors hall, some of the artists, possibly. So, look forward to that. And looks like some people need to pick up some of their models that they left up here that need to for the painting competition earlier. Some good stuff, but you know, hopefully we'll see results here soon. And what you want, Rebecca?
You just look like you're dragging.
Sort of. I think I caught Dennis's cold. But actually, I was getting sick before that. But it's just, I've been fighting it off till now. And so, with that said, I'm Chris Brown. This is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live. We'll speak to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, Almost Live, here in Savannah, Georgia, GnomeCon 4. I'm Chris Brown, and I'm at the booth watching Brian Cape put on a huge demo of Level 7 Invasion. Watching Kana do some work on a computer over there, not quite sure what that is.
Wedding stuff.
Wedding stuff, yes, she is getting married in September, so that's a thing. And I'm also here with a representative from Geek Forge. We're talking geek wares, you know, from bags to ties to what looks like he has some shoes there, kind of like heels type shoes and stuff like that. I mean, there's all sorts of geek wear. It's kind of cool. I'll let her introduce herself and project it.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm with the Geek Forge. I'm part of a two-person team, and we make geek accessories. We started out in 2010 with making some cosplay and realizing that nobody knew how to make cosplay, so we started putting our instructions on there, where we got our patterns, where the fabrics came from, what sort of mistakes we were making so nobody else had to do that, and it sort of snowballed out of control, and we had to just start coming to conventions to sell all the things that we were making.
All right, I guess that's fair. Actually, I recently purchased about a couple months ago a wallet that has a Teen Titans Raven on there, and I love it. It's a great wallet. I like the design that they. I love the clippings that they used for the pictures and stuff. So, what kind of stuff do you actually make?
We make a wide range of things, and we're always expanding. Jewelry, earrings, rings, bracelets, neckties, purses, small bags. We just started making messenger bags, and we're starting to design some of our own patterns and products for some of those cloth items. We put comic books on shoes, belt buckles, wallets, cell phone cases. I think that's everything right now.
Oh, okay. Now you said you're using comic book clippings. I mean, how extensive is your library to be able to do this? In case somebody asks for something, maybe rare or out there.
Well, we have about 50,000 comics in the basement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And if we don't have something at home, we are usually able to find it either at our local comic book store,
okay,
or from a seller on eBay. And we use all original comics or reprints if I'm not allowed to cut up the originals.
Fair enough.
There are a couple of Superman and Batman issues out there I'm not allowed to touch with my scissors.
I'm assuming that's your partner's doing, not yours?
Yes. Brian, who's my partner, is definitely my comic book guy, and he knows so much more than I could ever hope to learn.
That's a fair... I don't know if that's... Is that really a fair statement?
Well, he's a comic books expert. I'm the crafting expert, and
okay,
I've got some of the science fiction side. So between the two of us, we make a good team. We got most of our bases covered.
All right, that works. Now, what conventions do you typically try to hit with your products to try and expand out?
This is actually our only second year of going to and selling at conventions.
Oh, okay.
So we started at Scarab, which is out of Columbia, mm-hmm, and we're at GnomeCon right now. And next weekend we're going to be at AFCON in Athens, Georgia.
All right.
And the next convention we'll be attending will be MomoCon, which will all be right there in a press capacity. And then we'll have a convention in August called AndoCon, which is in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
Where we'll be selling. And then our fun cons, we'll be going to Gen Con and Dragon Con this year for costumes and gaming.
All right, I guess I'll try to make Dragon Con. I was going to try to do Gen Con, but they're so close together, I had to choose one or the other. So it most likely end up being Dragon Con that I end up going to. So, with that, where can we find where we can find maybe a list of what you have or some pictures or anything, information, stuff like that?
We do have our website, which is www.thegeekforge.org.
Okay.
And that has blog articles on our how-tos. March is actually National Crafting Month. So every Monday and Wednesday, we're putting up new blog articles on some of the projects that we've worked on that we haven't gotten our directions up yet.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook under the Geek Forge. We're on Instagram, and we have an Etsy store.
All right.
You can search for us on Etsy under the Geek Forge, or go to www.etsy.com/shop/thegeekforge.
All right, that sounds good. I do expect a purchase for me here in the future. I'm damn trying to think of things I really want over time. It's just that I every now and then I'm thinking, oh, what do I want? I like Teen Titans a lot. I wouldn't mind doing that. Batman's always been a thing for me. It's just, I don't know. I have to make a decision and kind of go with it eventually. So, with that, that was, you said Jen, right?
Yeah.
I got to make sure. That was Jen from Geek Forge. Thank you for your time. I'm hoping you enjoyed a little bit of advertisement for yourself and being able to expand a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, almost live here in Savannah, Georgia, GnomeCon 4. We'll be with you real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rage Quit Radio, almost live from GnomeCon 4. I'm here in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Chris Brown, and today I'm actually joined by I don't know what to call her, a cosplay expert, I guess one may say. Her name is Miss Sinister. She, as far as I can tell, has been a celebrity cosplayer, in at least in the local area type deal. I've seen her work before. I actually enjoy it. I'm actually glad. I've actually met her once at Dragon Con, most likely in passing, but it was a decent experience, great work, and now I actually get to sit down and actually go, oh, hey, I can buy something for work, and actually meet her face-to-face. So, Ms. Sister, would you like to introduce yourself and say hi to the folks?
Sure. Hey, everybody. Like he said, this is Ms. Sinister. I was on the West Coast for pretty much all my life, but I recently moved out here to Georgia So I'm starting to branch off into more conventions other than DragonCon. So I came to GnomeCon, I'll be going to MomoCon, yes. Anime Weekend Atlanta, and of course, DragonCon again.
Excellent. So, all right, a couple more chances to see you again.
Yeah.
So, I guess the first question would be, what got you into cosplay?
Well, the job that I was working at the time, in 2010, I had a bunch of nerdy friends that also worked there. We all were into the same stuff. We all loved anime, played video games, and they kept talking about this convention.
Yeah.
And it was SakuraCon up in Seattle.
Okay.
And my buddy had never gone, because he's like, oh, I don't have anybody to go with. And, and you know.
The guilt trip, that's
yeah,
how it works.
He's, well, and I don't know if he was necessarily doing that, but he's just like, I don't know, it's just... I don't want to go by myself, which,
fair.
Understood.
Yes.
And so I was like, well, you like the same stuff as I, and I would love to do this. Googled it, saw that people were dressing up, asked him about it, and he said, yeah, if you want to dress up, you absolutely can. So I was like, done. So I did Orochimaru to my first con.
Okay.
And then I've been hooked ever since.
Very nice. So, God, what was that, my first con? Oh, it was Barrett from Final Fantasy VII, my first con.
Oh, nice.
Especially since we started our first con at, back in Alaska in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we were a local high school student group, and we were like, anime, you know, there was like 20 of us to like, get together to anime, and we're like, you know, let's do a convention. So we rented out the cafeteria of our high school. Not much space, not much of it, but that was it. That was the convention. We
That's
had
awesome.
Contests, got cool, and then expanded over the years. It's now become a 2-day con at our one of our biggest areas.
Oh, wow.
And it's, we've really expanded. Now, the fact that I'm here in South Carolina for the last 4 years kind of pisses me off because I haven't been able to go back.
Yeah, to your baby.
Yeah, I know. But... luckily, I've had the privilege of going to places like GnomeCon, DragonCon, MomoCon, all that stuff. So
yeah.
That's the one thing here is a lot of my cons are, God, within reasonable distance, realistically.
Sure, yeah. They're just
know,
a drive.
A drive away, for the most part. You know, yeah. Got to rent a hotel, or unless you know somebody, stay at their place. But,
yeah,
you know, it's fairly cool.
Yeah.
Now, you said West Coast, what actually brought you this direction?
There was a... job opportunities,
yes.
And I wanted to expand my craft with cosplay,
yeah.
So I knew a lot of people that were well into, like, years of experience.
Oh, yeah.
Years of experience, and I've already learned so much from my friends. I'm currently working on my first original character design.
Okay.
With a buddy of mine who has been more than helpful, shows me all the steps on how to mold. So I've been doing sculpting, molding, casting, all that jazz. And I've never done that before. So just an example of the things you can learn from.
Well, so unfortunately, I have not delved into that. I mean, I can sew my own costume, stuff like that. I can do all the materials. So that part I know. But that was from like years of doing random stuff during high school and even college. So, it's one of those things I picked up. I might dive into it eventually if I have the time and money.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it's like, well, if I can make the costume look good, you know, I'll try.
Yeah.
You know, one of my biggest pet peeves in cosplay is the way people address certain people and how they cosplay or what the cosplay is and stuff like that. I know it sounds weird. What it is, like, let's say, you know, me as a black man, trying to do like Cloud Strife or somebody who's not athletic. A lot of people have that thought process of no, that's not right. Or because I'm a big man, not ripped in any way, shape, form, I can't do any of these big muscular guys.
That's true.
And I look at it and I say, why? We're all here together to, you know, we have the appreciation for the characters, the game, the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to enjoy ourselves. We're
and
all
express
that appreciation.
Yeah.
That's why it's always been one of my pet peeves for that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the costumes I saw that you, I'm assuming some of those you were judging earlier that were in the hallway type deal, I was like, those are great costumes as far as I'm concerned. You know, I was the appreciation that they have for the characters of, you know, from Legend of Zelda, from Fairy Tale, from everything I saw, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm glad I see that. And it has grown in GnomeCon since actually its beginnings, because GnomeCon 1, it was small. There was like 150 people in a hotel, not much going on but games.
Yeah.
GnomeCon 2 got a little bit bigger as we got here. a few people cosplaying here and there. It was not a big deal. Last year, we saw a good abundance of people coming in and wanting to cosplay. This year, my gosh.
Yeah. There's some great looking costumes here.
I was actually impressed. Now, we're judging the contest. I'm assuming I'm assuming it's over now, and you've done results and everything. Who actually came out on top? Like, what costume was it?
Well, originally they had three categories. They had the kids under 16 years old.
Okay.
The adults over 17.
Okay.
And then groups. And originally they wanted us to do best in show and craftsmanship per category.
Okay.
So two people per category would get a prize.
Fair enough.
But whenever I hear best in show, that always feels like they were better.
See,
it always feels like first place.
It should. Like, if you're best in show, wouldn't you also get best craftsman?
That's what I'm saying. So, it's like, we asked them to switch it to best performance and best craftsmanship.
Which is two different sides of the story.
Exactly.
Like, if you can portray the character and actually be the character cool, your costume may not be the best of the best, but you are actually that character.
And we can tell that they're passionate about it and love what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more understandable.
Yeah.
I like that.
So for the 17 and up, we gave the, I believe it was performance. Oh, gosh. I'm just trying to remember who was 17 and up and who was 16 and under. Basically, the two performance people were a Link.
Okay.
A girl Link. She sounded exactly like him, and she sold it. And the other one was for an Assassin's Creed character who did a dive with the blade, and it retracted. And he looked great. And then the craftsmanship we gave to an exomarine, because when we actually saw him up close, he had pieces of his costume we did not realize were made out of Legos. Like, legit Lego on his chest.
Nice.
And he had a half Nerf gun handle on his arm that just looked like part of his, like, gear. So he was repurposing and reusing everything that he could to make it
nice.
Yeah, so we were like, thumbs up, kid. You are awesome.
See, that's the innovation. You know, we don't always have to do these big, extravagant things. You know, stuff that you find in your own local stores and, you know.
Or house.
House are easily used for costume pieces, props, all the time.
Yep.
And so that's why I think it's great. Now, were there any groups this year, or?
Yes, there were. There was some Dalish elves.
Okay.
There was a Sword Art Online group, and there were
a
couple of Roman warriors.
What?
Yeah, they looked awesome.
Oh, man.
See, they had metal everything. They had shields, they had swords, they had greaves.
I wish I would have saw that. That would have been amazing.
Hands down, they got best performance, because they didn't ever drop character. They were always, like, either standing at attention, or they were never lax in their posture.
Wow.
And they had a duo combo move that they did on stage. One guy held his shield down on the floor, and the other guy got over the top of him with his sword.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. So they got best performance, and then the Sword Art Online got best craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw the Sword Art folks, and I was like, those costumes looked amazing.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. I mean, cosplay, I mean, for something that didn't have cosplay before to now all of a sudden have cosplay and a competition?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I can definitely tell this con is definitely growing, and it's got at least a few more years ahead of it.
Yep.
Easily.
Yeah.
So, overall, how's your con experience?
Great. Everyone's been extremely nice, very accommodating. Everyone was asking, you know, how are you guys doing today? Is there anything we can, you know... So, we've never felt anything but love from this con.
So, you consider possibly coming back another year? Not necessarily next year, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
The area is gorgeous, too. So, when the con's over, there's so much to do here.
Have you actually took a trip downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did we, and we found this great hookah bar. I was like, yes!
That was down near the river.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we were curious.
Check it out. It's really good because it's got great Mediterranean food. I had me some shawarma. Yeah, I had me some shawarma, and I was like, yes, thank you.
And what's crazy is last night we had alligator and kangaroo.
Oh, wow.
It was delicious. Yeah.
I believe it. And the great thing was, we're sitting around, you know, my buddy is the one who was smoking the hookah, not me, because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But it was funny because the atmosphere was great.
Yeah.
And randomly, we're in the middle, like, you know, talking, doing whatever, and so the lights kick off, some dance lights come on. We're like, what in the world? Belly dancing in the middle of the floor.
That's cool.
Yeah, they left an open floor on purpose, and they had lights flying, you know, flashing lights up there, and she comes out.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, what in the world? I was like, I get
what
dinner
is
and
happening?
Yeah, I was like, dinner and a show?
That's cool.
Awesome. I was like, yeah, that's what I was saying. It's God, what's the name of the place? The Mirage?
Yeah,
the Mirage. Fantastic place. If you ever want to try it out, if you're in the Savannah area, please go. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to contribute? Maybe some inspiration for our listeners who might be into it? The cosplay?
Well, I guess one of the most common questions I ask, or get asked, sorry,
yes.
Is how do I do X? How do I do this? How do I do that?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, cosplayers don't get a chance to either read everything or respond to everything.
Yes.
It's a mixture of life and work.
Fair enough.
The best thing I can suggest is going on cosplay.com. They have tons of forums on tutorials, how to style wigs, what products to use.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. You can find folks way back when who were into costuming, they didn't have many resources unless they knew someone who did sewing and would physically have to go to see them to learn.
To learn.
But now we can all look it up.
I'm sure somebody's got a sewing machine, you know, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Can easily put some pieces, some fabric together and stuff. Like, that's pretty much what I did. I took my mom's sewing machine and I said, it's an old machine, but I think we can dust it off and try it.
Yep.
And that's how I made most of my costumes.
Yeah, my first sewing machine was from IKEA. It was like an $80 sewing machine.
Yeah.
And the only thing I had ever sewn in my entire life was a pillow and a pillowcase. And that was in elementary school, and I never picked it up because I was more interested in shop class when I was in high school or, you know.
Unfortunately, I did more on the acting side, so if somebody makes me a costume, I can portray a character.
There you go.
That's the thing. I was like,
Yeah, but I picked up that IKEA sewing machine because I knew that the costumes that were coming up, there were pieces that I needed to make, and I just said, well, here we go. Let's get started.
Yeah, that works. So, yeah, with that, you know, I'm Chris Brown. That was Miss Sinister. And we'll see you later on the call.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/RQR podcast. You can visit us online at ragequitradio.blogspot.com. Listen to us on Podomatic at ragequitradio.podomatic.com. Or find us on Stitcher Smart Radio. You can email us at RageQuitRadioPodcast@gmail.com.